Take a Girl Like You by Kingsley Amis.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Hello, Miss Bunn, Dick Thompson said on a note of celebration. Do come in, that's right. Here, let me take that for you. I expect you'd like to go straight up, wouldn't you? Jenny Bunn, a slender girl of 20 with very dark colouring, watched him turn and cross the square hall. His body was tilted forward and to the right, probably with the weight of her zip bag. He moved with short, quick steps that were also somehow uncertain, as if he were going down a hill. With her music case in one hand and her tangerine-coloured topcoat thrown over the other arm, she followed him up the stairs. These had rubber strips along the edge of each one, like stairs in a cafe. On the landing, a door opened and a rather plump girl came out. She was wearing a white blouse with a velvet bow, a very full skirt and navy blue knee socks. The most noticeable thing about her face was a pair of large brown eyes. Fixing these on Jenny, she said with a foreign accent, "I shan't be in to supper, Dick." With that, she went past and began going down the stairs. Dick Thompson wheeled round and called, "Oh, Anna, this is..." But the girl could not have heard, because she went on going down the stairs. "That was Anna LePage," he explained to Jenny. "A grand girl, you like her very much."